I thought it could be interesting to bring a bit of perspective of what's happening in the developing part of the world too. And here, what we're actually seeing around many of the urban areas is that, let's say in the suburban spaces or in the sort of ever-growing parts of the cities, is that there is a lot of degraded lands that are surrounding these urban spots. And one, a couple of companies, we have talked a little bit about the Savory Institute, which is regenerating land across Africa and Australia and other places. But there are also a number of other players that find, I visited one in Indonesia recently, that basically is located 30 minutes outside one of the major fast-growing cities of Indonesia. And they had a lot of land, almost 200,000 hectares, or four times the size of Singapore, which is highly degraded and basically left away and not being used anymore. It used to be used for logging and mineral extraction, etc. Now what they're doing is they're finding a way to bring back life into this land. And they are using old as well as new technologies from torrefaction and production of energy from the wood that they can basically put into the soils again, and also old technologies such as biochar that regenerates the soils that have been left disturbed and basically unproductive for a number of years. And they're bringing life back to that land, and now being able to connect it with the cities and produce food locally, instead of what is happening today is that they are importing meat production, horticulture production, etc. So they have found a way of taking the failures of the linear system, you may add, and finding the sort of affordable, available farmland around cities and regenerating that, reconnecting it with the cities, also the nutrients. They are basically taking that into a closed-loop system and then providing food back that is produced locally. So that's an interesting way of looking at it in the developing world, where you may have actually more land available than what we talked about before in the sort of urban farming from a European point of view.